Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is the first day of November 2011. This year that has basically come in so quickly is about to go out even faster. Amazing. And then we enter 2012. The new age doomsday system, I predict, will still be here when we hit 2013. But it is going to be an insane time, undoubtedly. By the way, when I was with Ventura last week with his TV show, I can't get into a lot of the TV show, but some amazing stuff was discovered. But he is going to be joining us tomorrow at 12 o'clock, high noon, second hour. He will be joining us to break down the TSA, his view on Occupy Wall Street, and a lot more. And let me tell you, the Gov is wound up. When he learned that they now have TSA checkpoints on the highways, he got pretty upset. Because he really doesn't like having his genitals grabbed. I don't either, by pot-bellied perv types. He's really enjoying driving around his RV and avoiding these people. And then when I told him that, it was kind of like I told him a relative had died or something. But after he saw the proof, he got pretty upset. That's the thing about Ventura, folks. You can love him or hate him, but from all the people I've met, he is so real. He's really just kind of a Minnesota hillbilly. He's a great guy, and his political awakening is really accelerating. In fact, a few times we were talking about Operation Phoenix and Bob Kerry, the senator, because we were bringing up Colonel Alexander and talking about him. I don't want to get into too much, but the point is I was saying, yeah, wasn't Alexander involved in My Lai? And he's like, no, it's Phoenix. And then I was getting that confused with Bob Kerry. Point is, Ventura really knows his stuff. I mean, now that guy probably reads a book every couple days, big, thick political tomes. I mean, he's really into it, is my point. You know, he'd be sitting there waiting for us to go to an interview with somebody or go to another location where we were investigating things, and he'd just be reading stuff. He's just really a character. And, Ventura is joining us tomorrow, and then I'm bad about calling and booking guests myself, and then Jaron's always like, look, you said you want to get these guests on, call them. So I called Dave Mustaine. I waited till about 10 minutes before airtime, and I called Dave up, and he was going to come to town a few weeks ago, but he's going to come later because he's got to go do his South American tour. His new album comes out today. And I called and woke up Dave Mustaine. I said, you're not asleep. No, but kind of. I did Jimmy Kimmel last night. Yeah, no, I want to come on your show. Sure. And I was like, well, great. And then I had this image of MTV's documentary about Dave Mustaine about you don't want to wake him up. Of course, I think that was back in the old days. The legendary legendary temper. Reportedly, he had all of Metallica scared of him. But I think he has certainly mellowed over the years. But it was funny. Jaron's like, I'm driving in late because they had wrecks and everything else out there. And I get ready at home. I was driving in to the broadcast command center this morning. And it's about 15 till. I'm late. I'm almost here. And Jaron's like, well, you better call him if you want to get him on. He's about to go on his tour. I guess Jaron saw that in the news or something. And I said, well, I don't want to wake him up. I'm like, well, I guess he's in San Diego. It's like 8:45. I'll call him. And all that's going through my mind is don't be asleep. It's just funny if you're a Dave Mustaine fan going way back. Okay. That's not the news. I'll dispense with the pleasantries when we come back. It's big. It's important. It's bold. It's open phones as well.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, November 1st, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and after I go over a smattering of what I believe is the most important news and information, we will open the phones up and go to your calls. No guest today. I could have a guest, but I told the producers that let's just leave the decks clear so that I can cover a lot of news, get to a lot of different news clips that I want to analyze today, and a lot more. We do have Jesse Ventura with breaking news joining us tomorrow in the second hour, and I'm going to probably get Dave Mustaine on sometime this week via telephone. I was wanting to get it when he came to Austin, but that's going to come up in a few months or so. But Dave Mustaine's new album with Megadeth coming out today, and again, liberty-oriented, exposing the New World Order, styled like his last hit album, Endgame, named after it, of course, I'm very honored, my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Okay, here is just some of the news we're going to be getting at. Big developments with China and the G20, and China now being the lender and the holder of not just U.S. debt, but Euro debt. All of this has been finagled and maneuvered by the globalists. They bragged about it in the 80s, how this century would be the Chinese government century, because they want to use that collectivist model to leverage out all their global competition. It's the communist Chinese elite teamed up with the robber barons to basically globally consolidate all industrial development on this planet and deindustrialize the West. So we have that report. Greece is saying, hey, you think you've just passed this Euro expansion banker takeover for $5 trillion leveraged off $100 billion debt of Greece. Yeah, nothing to do with Greece. It's just an excuse for a power grab. We're going to have a referendum on this. Our people are going to be allowed to vote. Every other EU country, except for two nations, Ireland and one other, have not even been allowed to vote on entry to the EU because the vast majority are against it. Over 80% in major polls in England, but they're not allowed to vote. David Cameron said, of course, 2 weeks ago that he's going to block a vote in the UK on the people of the UK, Northern Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales, being able to vote on not just being in the Euro, which they've been sucked into unconstitutionally without a vote, but on the expansion of its powers, this huge new power grab. So that's all in a big tailspin right now and causing the European stock market to go down, a lot of other craziness, which is the exact type of volatility the central banks like. And I think it's all just a stunt. Clearly, they've got a lot of election fraud going on in Greece, or all those Goldman Sachs executives wouldn't be staying in office over there with this long-term scam they set up. So that's coming up. The Telegraph's reporting something that DNA studies have shown from bones that have been tested from Neanderthal with regular Homo sapiens sapien bones, and that is that Siberians share DNA with extinct human species. Well, so do Northern Europeans. I mean, you check out my brow ridge, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is that it's really from the deeper studies that have been out now for about 5 years with multiple universities, we cover it every few months, studying DNA, is that it really wasn't a different species. It was just a different variety. Kind of like I've got gray and black rock squirrels at my house that can breed with brown squirrels. It's just a variety of squirrel. And so this is really just a lot of a spin, but it is interesting. And no doubt that, I'm proud to be part Neanderthal, folks. And they reportedly had more intelligence, advanced intelligence. So that is, there are, quote, differences in every group. Every group has, quote, on average, gifts that other groups of humans don't have. But then within any group, you're going to have people who excel even more than others in groups that, quote, have those special gifts. So we're all diverse, but we're also extremely similar. We all bleed red blood, but Northern Europeans and Siberians are a little bit different. And reportedly, they've been doing testing on Japanese and other more Northern Asians, and of course, who cross the Bering Strait into the Americas quite a long time ago. And they've now found Nordic blood in them. Well, no kidding. They've dug up Vikings all over North America, all over Newfoundland, all over Canada, all over Minnesota. This is well known with archaeologists and anthropologists, but not really advertised. So when you see a Native American, they've got Neanderthal, which is just an ancient Northern European group, an Ice Age man. You know, just certain types were able to live and survive, so you got a certain look. And then you've, of course, have got, there were predominantly meat eaters. That's why they would dig up the skeletons of dead Neanderthal and think these guys were hunchbacked. These guys were hunched over. No, they were killing large animals all day and attacking woolly mammoth, mastodon, saber-tooth cats, giant cave bears now extinct, giant lions that were also extinct, Ice Age lions. They've gotten into all those caves in France and things with the Neanderthal that reportedly invented art and so much more. And they've got 40,000-year-old caves that are just unbelievable. In fact, I saw a documentary about it, Herzog's last film, just amazing, Cave of Dreams, Forgotten Dreams, very powerful. And at the end of the film, you know, they describe why the Neanderthals did this, is they wanted to communicate with the future, their love of humanity, and that is the most sincere human trait, is the need to build up the species and survive. And it's been a lot of archaeologists and paleoanthropologists believe, and shows that the Ice Age was such an incredible stressor for Ice Age man, that's what brought their technologies to the next level, was because of how dangerous it was. But I'm now digressing. You're tuning in to hear about news and information. A toast to the Neanderthals. All right, continuing. And they've dug up Neanderthal all over Russia, all over Spain, Germany, France, up into more of the northern climes. Interesting article. We'll be getting into some of that. Hey, have you ever walked out of a store and you got a sandwich at the deli or something, started eating it, or maybe a chocolate milk you saw in the counter and you grabbed it, and then you get up there and the lady forgets to check it out, and then you go out through the doors? Stores are now calling it zero tolerance. Even if you did it on accident and you went through and paid for $500 of food but forgot a milk or something, or an iced tea you bought out of one of their end cap areas, you will now go to jail. In fact, I've seen reports where people even try to bring stuff back and point out, oh, I forgot to pay for this, and they still go, well, it doesn't matter, security, but wait, I came to pay for it. It doesn't matter, you're going to jail. Again, they say it's corporate policy. It's corporate policy that we card a 80-year-old woman on a walker. I have seen a woman on a cane who looked like she was not far from the grave. One time I saw one at Walgreens buying pipe tobacco for her husband. I asked her, do you smoke a pipe? And she said, no, it's for my husband. He's bedridden, smokes his pipe. That was years ago. I've seen old women try to buy a six-pack of beer being carded. And when they ask for the card, it's about mindlessness. It's about you're not allowed to make your own decision as a teller, and it's getting everybody ready for the cashless society. But going back, because I didn't finish a point, the reason the Neanderthal had so many fractures and so many broken bones and were so debilitated was because all they did every day, their diet was probably, they estimated around 90% meat, because that's all there was, except in that tiny little springtime and summer, that they were jumping on the backs of bison. They were jumping on the backs of animals. They were running out in emplacements and jabbing spears into the chest of large animals, trying to get that meat, and being thrown like bucking bronco veteran rodeo riders. And they've looked at the skeletons in x-rays of veteran rodeo riders, on different History Channel stories I've seen that are excellent and compared it to the Neanderthal bones, it's identical. So that's why you have this image of the Neanderthal hunched over, because in the individuals, the adult individuals who were dead, they had just broken every bone in their body repeatedly. So that's basically what was going on with the Neanderthal. Okay, now I digress back into why I raised that other point. A pregnant mom says sandwich arrest was horrifying. Mother with no criminal record went through, bought groceries, and ate the sandwich that you pay for up at the front and forgot about it. And they were handcuffed, searched, then released with $50 bail each. Their ordeal at the police station lasted a few hours, but their daughter spent the night away from her parents in case that has sparked nationwide outrage and forced the Safeway supermarket chain to review the incident. The family had moved to an apartment near downtown Honolulu from California 2 weeks ago. Still settling in, they ventured out Wednesday to stock up on groceries, took a bus, got lost, ended up at the Safeway supermarket. Famished, the former Air Force staff sergeant picked up two sandwiches that together cost $5. She openly munched on one while shopping, saving the wrapper to be scanned at the register. I've actually done this and then walked back in and paid once I was halfway down the road. When they forgot to pay for the sandwiches, as they checked out with the $50 worth of groceries, when the security guard questioned us, I was really embarrassed. I was horrified, she said. They were led upstairs where the couple expected to get a lecture, pay for the sandwiches, and be allowed to go on their way. But instead, they said zero tolerance and took them to jail. And then, of course, CPS then took the child. They called Child Welfare Services and took the child. And, of course, CPS then tried to keep the child. And that created, this is what it's all about. Spiders spin webs to catch food. The government sees us as their food. What? Myself today to see if I still feel.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
I focus
on the pain. The only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole.
The old familiar sting.
The old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away.
But I remember
everything.
What have I become? My sweetest friend.
My sweetest friend. Everyone I know
goes away, in the end. But you could have it all.
And you could have it all.
My empire of dirt.
My empire of dirt.
I will let you in.
I will let you down.
I will make you hurt. Enough of the immortal Johnny Cash. The whole point of it is everything passes away. Kings, queens, empires, nations. But as you grow older, you're either going to get bitter and unhappy, or you're going to serve your community and be involved in the side of good. And then you're not going to care that you get old and you get wrinkles and your hair falls out, because you've got a mission to help build up the young and build up society and invent things and be passionate and stand up for the truth. And that's what is fulfilling. Not the things of this world, the artificial things we're sold. Okay, I kind of digressed off into Neanderthal talk and, you know, the people being arrested because they forgot to pay for the sandwich. And I'm telling you, I've probably done that 15 times where I am grocery shopping and they've got sandwiches and I eat one, especially when my wife sends me with the kids when she's busy and I've got three of them and I'm grocery shopping sometimes. And I will routinely, you know, get a water, get an orange juice, get a sandwich. Or they want some raisins. And about 80% of the time, I end up paying for it. But repeatedly, I go out the door and then turn right back around and get back in line and pay for it. Or more often than not, I forget stuff I need and I go out and pay for stuff. I have to go back in and then get it and go back out. But now that doesn't just get you landed in jail. The CPS comes and prays and takes your children. Doesn't matter when the cops run your thing. You have no criminal background. You're an Air Force staff sergeant working for the system. Doesn't matter. We're taking your kids, and we're going to try to keep them. And we're going to terrorize you because we're a predator government. By the way, speaking of that, you know Louisiana has come out and announced they're not going to allow cash for secondhand sales, swap meets, garage sales, or can't pay for cash, get a lawnmower place that's selling used lawnmowers. And you'll serve felony jail time. They have a new spy force doing it. Cops coming in, trying to buy the lawnmower or whatever. Again, it treats us all as if we're guilty until put in the slammer. Not until proven innocent. Guilty until fed on by vampires. Guilty until overrun and trampled by parasitic, corrupt, oppressive, authoritarian, bamboozling, con artist, criminal, parasitical government. But that's not enough. Louisiana Supreme Court allows vehicle searches on a hunch. And later, if we have time, I'll play the newscast. They go, that's right. Officers no longer need probable cause, which is like somebody banging on the back of the car saying, help me in the trunk, or blood on the seat, and the guy's got a scratch on his face and acting paranoid or smelling the marijuana. Now, I just think there might be. Well, a hunch doesn't do it in common law. But hey, who needs that? Who needs any of this? Let's get rid of it all. After all, Time Magazine and Newsweek say the problem's the Constitution. You notice as we get rid of the Constitution, everything goes to hell in a handbasket. But the answer is we didn't get rid of enough of it. So, Louisiana Supreme Court allows vehicle searches on a hunch. Talking on a cell phone or entering and texting another car is sufficient justification for a warrantless search in Louisiana. And they say they'll actually download your contents of your phone, just like TSA does now. Louisiana Supreme Court allows vehicle searches on a hunch. And this has been out for a few months, but now they're starting it. And they just set up checkpoints. We're searching everybody. We got a hunch there's something illegal in 300 cars backed up. Oh, and look who's helping. TSA's here. They're going to help us now. Now, I haven't even gotten to the big news yet. U.S. fears coordinated, uncoordinated Israeli strike on Iran. That's out of Ynet News. Out of Israel, we got more reports of Al-Qaeda targets Somalia drought victims with cash handouts. Well, Al-Qaeda was just given billions of dollars by NATO and the U.S. just north of there. And so, of course, maybe they're going to hand out some of those surface-to-air missiles. Oh, yeah.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. On the march, the empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one?
All right, we are back live. By the way, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, the criminal, the Oklahoma City cover-up artist, you name it, he is up there. Oh, yeah, we have his emails from Oklahoma City saying we got to cover this up. People ask, what did he cover up? Well, he's up there right now testifying. No, he never knew that the DOJ chief under him knew and never told him about Gunwalker and Operation Fast and Furious. Here's the problem. And by the way, get me Paul Watson online. I'm going to have him write an article right now. Get him online. I want to talk to him on air, please, if he answers. Thank you. I need to give him directions right now. We happen to have the press releases and the speeches of Holder when he gave speeches about the program releasing and tracking guns to Mexico almost 2 years ago. Last week on the news, on the InfoWars Nightly News, we showed Napolitano last week testifying that she had never heard of any gun-walking program or Fast and Furious. Then we cut to a press conference in 2009 with her. They're talking about Fast and Furious and Operation Gunrunner and what they were doing. They are red-handed caught perjuring themselves, and now they're perjuring themselves again in front of Congress, and I doubt anything will be done. You know why? Because as I told you from the federal documents in the Sinaloa drug cartel trial in Chicago, we've known for a very long time, that, and because the government announced national security and said, yes, it's true, that cocaine is allowed to be shipped in by the ton every month, and guns are shipped in to them by the ATF, by the DEA, FBI, Border Patrol, and several other agencies, Coast Guard. They are all as dirty as it gets. Does that mean your son or daughter in the Coast Guard's bad? No, they're out there, you know, going after citizens who catch a fish 1 inch shorter than it's supposed to be and throwing the book at them. They're out there, you know, patrolling around, and the citizens are all cowering in fear. I'm sorry, I've seen it. I mean, that's what this country's about now. I'm not saying that the Coast Guard doesn't do some good work. My point is, at the top, these agencies are run by narcotics, trafficking, gun-running mafias. And the nightmare is only going to get worse as long as we're naive. And what it is to say 2 weeks ago, he said, oh, by the way, in this investigation, it's going to come out Bush was running a similar program. What, a different name? The exact same stinking thing? They've never gotten rid of any of this, and it makes me so angry. During the break, they can even put it on screen while Paul's talking. It's got him testifying that he didn't know. First, they said none of the Justice Department knew, and that they didn't give the orders to the ATF, and now that's all come out to be a lie, and now it's come out the White House was ordering it. Oh, of course the White House was ordering it. All they did was then blame it on the Second Amendment, something Bush or Clinton never did. It goes back to Iran-Contra. It goes back before that. This government has always armed certain rebels and certain groups that attack the other groups that are growing drugs to control the flow of it. $500 billion a year coming in to the United States. $500 billion a year. Of course the government and the big banks are involved. Of course there's clandestine armies being funded to try to control it. I mean, you think crack houses are hiding $500 million? You think these stupid idiots driving around with gold rims, making chicken feet off drug sales of the people keeping the cash? You think any of this is hidden? The government made the stinking drugs illegal so that they could jack up the stinking prices. And so all the crackheads and meth heads and all the rest of them will break into your house and business to then go pay their taxes to the bankers when they buy the drugs. It's another tax to the New World Order, and I'm sick of it, and I'm tired of it. I don't like the drug users who use the prescription hardcore drugs or the illegal ones, any of it. You're all being conned. Kids, never use it the first time. Never get on it. And I'm talking about caffeine, alcohol, you name it. It's all bad news. A lot of you could do it in moderation, alcohol or caffeine or whatever. But a lot of us can't. The point is that this is how modern slavery works. They put chemicals out that they know people want. And then when you use the chemicals and get addicted, they put you in a prison owned by banks that launder the drug money. And I've had enough of it. Oh, man, I tell you, DOJ official knew of ATF gun walking in April 2010. Bring up Paul Watson, please. Paul, I know you've done a devastatingly good job today. Your article is up at drudgereport.com, the number one news website in the world. Big Sis to monitor Twitter for signs of social unrest. Your article gets into martial law and more in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, preparing for a organized U.S. citizen resistance, including a leadership of governors against a federal takeover. Again, this whole system is set up to fight the American people and the states. Homeland Security is the occupation force of the bankers. And Paul's actually got that in the bottom of his article. And hail Drudge for doing such a great job. Use the Norse term... Skull to Drudge. You could use the term hip hip hooray. You want to use a 1920s colloquialism. Bravo. I guess bravo. Is that Latin? Is that Spanish? I don't know. Good job. The point is good job to DrudgeReport.com getting the sound to so many millions more. Federally funded streetlights capable of recording conversations. We told you this 12 years ago. It's in my film, 13 years ago. It's in my film, Police Day 2000. But the news that we covered was in 1998. They call them gunshot detectors and intelligent streetlights. They listen to you. They record you. Austin's got them everywhere. The average sheeple don't even know or care. But now the feds are announcing the Orwellian IntelliStreets systems now being installed in major cities. Rogue website bill runs into more opposition. AFP, we're going to get into all of it. But the reason I brought Paul up right now is I went into anger mode. I went into anger mode when I saw, during the break, Holder saying he never knew and his deputy knew it didn't tell him. When Holder, and I know, Paul, you can pull up the type in something like, Holder gave press conference on gun runner in 2009, 2010. We have the video that I aired in the nightly news last week. We gave it the headline. It's on YouTube now, Paul. And fade him down until I go to him just for a second because there's some background noise. Thanks. Hey, guys, just pop Paul down for a minute because I'm not going to go to him yet. Okay, thank you. Going back to what I was saying here, because this is important for everybody to understand who's out there, okay? This is why this is so key and so frustrating. These are criminals out in the open, right in front of us, doing this to us, okay? 100% last week, we showed Janet Napolitano at a press conference in 2009, we're going to show it again next hour, saying, and up there with her deputy attorney general, up there talking about the Gun Runner Fast and Furious program. Then we cut to her last week in testimony saying she'd never heard of such a plan. 100% pure perjury, and the Republican leadership knows this but doesn't want to cover it because Bush is involved as well under the same program, different name. Okay? That's what's going on here, just a political scoring. We could destroy this corrupt political system with this and open up their entire mafia operation with this. This is literally the sword of Damocles hanging over their chicken neck, okay? These are larcenous, scumbag, trash criminals who will rob everything and rob the pension funds and launch World War III and destroy us if we don't bring them to justice. Enough is enough. For all of you deniers out there, for all of you people out there that won't wake up to how criminal this out-of-control bureaucracy is and the special interests that put it in power, it's time to stop living in fantasy land on Fantasy Island. It's time to live in the real world or we don't have any future. Look at your children and ask yourself, will you grow up and face the facts and realize how much trouble we're in, or will you keep sucking your thumb and destroy our future? Okay, I'm not going to get mad. I just am sick of these crooks, man, and I don't like having to risk my life to fight them and my everything, but I've got to do it, and I need more of you to stand up and more of you, take a deep breath, I need more of you to stand up, get involved, and to wake up so that we can all move against these people. Because here's the danger point. All their criminality is coming out now. And if we don't start exposing their criminality now and really driving for real justice, all of this corruption coming out, if they get away with it, will just set the precedent for more and more evil to be accepted. Kind of like they admittedly grow the opium in Afghanistan with our U.S. troops guarding it and ship it out, but then there's no investigation or discussion. They just throw it in our face that they're doing it. Okay? We have them. We have Napolitano engaged in perjury on video, caught. It's public. The White House ran this and went one further than the predecessors, not just arming drug gangs to control the drug market and to jack up prices, but actually then blaming the Second Amendment for the total destabilization. And now I've seen numbers. I've been corrected. It's not 40,000 dead. That's mainstream media numbers here. In 3 years in Mexico, it's 60,000 dead, the Mexican major TV is reporting. 60,000 dead. I mean, if you stop for a layover as a stewardess in Mexico City now, you got a good chance of being killed in your hotel room. I saw that yesterday. I mean, it's just total hell, genocide, implosion, sinking into the ocean, war zone. And it's all over the drugs being illegal. And now it's spilling into the U.S. I'm going to Paul here. But, Paul, I need you. I know we've put out reports on this, but we need to really throw down the gauntlet. You know, total proof, Justice Department lying, you know, caught, perjury. We need to put it out You need to get the YouTube report that's up there on our YouTube from our nightly news last week, it's at prisonplanet.tv, where it's called Napolitano Caught in Perjury. I'm going to play it again next hour. But the point is, we have her lying. We have Holder traveling around in 09 and 010, speaking out against the Second Amendment in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and California, bad-mouthing the Second Amendment in all those states for what's happening in Mexico and saying, we have a program tracing guns into Mexico that prove this. And then it turns out the documents. He ran the whole thing. Now he's saying he knows nothing about it, perjuring himself again before Congress. We have them. We have them. We have them dead in our sights at point-blank range politically. And this can open up the entire criminal cesspit for the public to look at. This can open the entire criminal government wide open. And somebody has got to, because the media is like stumbling around going, well, he perjured himself. And now he's up there perjuring himself again. And so is the lady installing street lights with hidden microphones in them and telescreens at the Walmart and at the Mall of America saying, spy on your neighbors. I mean, wake me up from this nightmare. And warrantless checkpoints now run by the feds on the highway. I mean, wake me up from this. End it. Stop it. Come on. Because here's the thing. It's going to get worse and worse. Let's go to Paul Watson. Paul, do you realize why I am in such a state over this right now?
Well, am I on the air?
Yes, Watson, you're on the air.
Well, I mean, this DOJ official knew of ATF gunwalking in April 2010. Lanny A. Brewer. Well, of course he knew. He was the one who informed Eric Holder about it 3 months later, and CBS News has got the documents on that. So for him to get up again after in 2009 he briefed Congress on Project Gunwalker, I'm talking about Eric Holder, and Project Gunwalker was, of course, the overarching theme of which Fast and Furious is the later incarnation, Gun Running to Mexico. So it's blatant perjury, as you said last week. Napolitano was caught doing the same thing. She gave press conferences in 2009 explaining the whole project. And then she gets up last week and says she'd never heard of it until after the death of the Border Patrol agent.
So well, listen, you're on a cell phone. Paul, you're on a cell phone. I'm having trouble fully making out. Are you at home right now?
Yes.
Maybe we should connect with you on Skype. I told him to call you on phone. Look, I know you've written about this, but we need to say headline, something like 100% proof, Justice Department leadership engaged in total perjury, and just go over all of this because the mainstream media is not covering it. I mean, they admit, wow, it looks like he's perjuring himself. Looks like he gave stinking press conferences about this program. I mean, this is like them saying Barack Obama wasn't elected president or George Washington didn't exist. Or, I mean, it's so 100% caught lying, Paul.
Yes, it's blatant. And, I mean, all the documents are out there. Anyone can see it.
Well, not just the documents, though, because, see, people won't read the DOJ documents that are linked to news articles. We need, and I'll have Deuce send them all to you. I'm sure you already have them. We played them on the show last week. We have the press releases and text of his speeches. I remember reading it at the time. We need to find those videos of him, something like Holder speaks out about gun violence on Texas border with Mexico. Find it. Get it out there. They're on record. More than just the text of it or more than just DOJ documents. We need to show them the video of the troll Napolitano up there saying to Congress, I never heard of any of this. And then we've got her at press conferences covering it. I mean, we have them. We totally and completely have them, is the thing, Paul. And I, for one, have had enough of it. I, for one, am not putting up with it. And I want to throw the gauntlet down to these slime bags. I mean, these are people allowing people to bring drugs in and then meanwhile shipping guns out, including guns to gangs in the U.S. I mean, they're crooks. Of course they're putting up streetlights that listen to us. Of course they're militarizing the police. Of course they're getting ready for martial law. Of course they're reading our email. These are criminals. Criminals. Get it through your head, America. And Mitt Romney isn't going to save you with all his gun control and abortion and open borders and, oh my God, is there no end? And carbon taxes. And the Federal Reserve, Herman Cain, mobster. Watson, I'm going to let you go, but how long till you can get a big report out on this?
I'll do it as soon as I can.
All right, good job. I'll see you, buddy. Okay, I have gone beyond anger. In fact, I just physically got nauseated here on air, probably because I haven't eaten and I ran this morning. I jogged this morning and swam, so I probably need to eat something. But I am in an absolutely disgusted view. I cannot look at Holder. I cannot look at Reno's reincarnation, Napolitano. I mean, just the lying, disgusting pastiness of these weak scum perched on us, doing all these horrible things to us. Running flu hoaxes with deadly vaccines, Gardasil garbage, just everything they do. All these murdering wars with Obama prancing around talking about peace, giving Al-Qaeda cruise weapon systems, shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles. I mean, come on. It is archetypally sickening. It is disgusting. It makes me want to vomit physically. To know these are crooks, to know they're involved in a criminal takeover of our country, and to know that they fully intend to carry out all manner of horrible wickedness. And these puppets, Napolitano, Mueller, Holder, they'll come and go. But the sickening, criminal, anti-liberty agenda. I mean, they're really destroying our country right now. Just like they're destroying Mexico. And they are 100%, not just in memos, but on video. At press conferences, I'm going to play it later in the next hour after I go to calls, after I've settled down. On video, all of them running the program and saying, we're tracing guns, we're doing all this, and now caught. And then they still go up and say, we didn't know this was happening. And that's the tip of the iceberg. We know they're shipping guns into Indiana, Chicago, Tampa, other cities. I told you that 6-8 months ago. Now it's in the news. But just a minor footnote. They ship guns to groups in the United States that are the cartels that are in favor. They allow drug cartels to operate right here in Austin. I mean, it is the government is on the take. The government is the mafia. And does that mean the average Dudley Do-Right cop is bad? No. Does that mean the average bureaucrat's bad? No. But the country has cancer. We don't have much time to get rid of it. I mean, if you can't recognize tyranny when it's in your face, then you don't have any hope. Now, the good news is people are starting to wake up. We're finding out who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. We're getting all sorts of media aid from groups we never even knew were our friends who are concerned about what's happening. And you're seeing other people who we always thought were good showing their true colors right now. People are deciding which side they're on. And that's why I try to have fun with this show. I try to, you know, just be a regular person, but I try to enjoy the fact that we're having an effect, but I can't because it's too little too late sometimes. You know, I have that fear. I mean, I know we're in danger. We're in grave danger. We're in serious danger, and I'm past even getting chills now. I'm just sick of it. I'm tired of it. It's ridiculous to have these criminals running all over us, and we won't wake up to it. I mean, people have woken up, but they haven't woken up to just how bad it is. They haven't woken up to just how crazy reality is. Just how, I mean, think about it. These criminals have been operating since 1947 with total national security anonymity and unlimited funding. Now, what do you think would happen to any group if that happened over time? The worst of the worst would get in power and recruit more of the worst, and you would get a criminal mass build up until it exploded into tyranny. And you'd have people running around, putting up streetlights that listen to you and sticking their hands down your kids' pants and taxing you and spiking your water with fluoride to brain damage you and trying to push mercury-filled shots on you and GMO food and releasing mosquitoes that have vaccines in them so you can't avoid it. New York Times yesterday. I mean, it's just what criminals come up with is just so out of control. Criminals like screwing stuff up. They like robbing banks because they like robbing banks. Psychopaths like doing bad things because they like it. Well, you know what? I don't like you. I don't like people like you. Okay, I like justice. I like freedom. And I'm sick of you. And you don't intimidate me. You make me angry. You little maggots. And I see you. You understand that? I see you, and the rest of us see you, and we're coming for you. Do you understand that? You get that through your little pea brains.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are into hour number two. And I'm going to open the phones up for the balance of the broadcast and continue to go over all of the important news that we have here. We are going to also get more into Fast and Furious and the fact that they've been caught yet again. Fast and Furious on the tip of the iceberg of a government narcotics and gun running operation. And, of course, there's child running and woman and female running as well, sex slave in there. It's all in there. I mean, we're just run by the absolute scum of hell. Our society is run by the filth of the filth of the filth. The trash of the garbage of the sadistic, psychopathic, control freak, bloodthirsty, maniacal, wicked inventing system of serpent-like vipers wriggling around in a giant vat of sanguinated rat pus. And they just, I'm so sick of them. And I shouldn't have got angry last hour because it just totally exhausts me. I just realized, you know why I get so angry? I realize these are dangerous criminals. They're on the loose. They run our country. And I'm tired of just every day having to look at them. Every day knowing they're guilty, knowing publicly they're guilty. And they just keep going on and on and on. And no one stops them. No one ever stops them. No one ever stops them. And I know where it leads to. Oh, God. Oh, God, this country. All right, I'm going to open the phones up about this and more. What do you think about Fast and Furious? You know, will you at least give me that? Will you call in and first give me your take on Fast and Furious? Or on how the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution is being flushed down the toilet? 800-259-9231. I want to give first-time callers a chance in this hour. Totally open in the third hour, but 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I will come back from break, and I will get to your phone calls. And then later in the hour, I'll get into the Fast and Furious. I need to compose myself and actually go over the facts instead of just blowing up. It's disgusting to watch these people in Congress under oath perjuring themselves, and you know their whole history. You know about Napolitano. Holder and his emails that are public about covering up Oklahoma, and we got to get on this right now, and this is a D-Day situation, and you talk to the cops who were involved, and cops got killed, saw the feds, involved in it, and Jane Graham, who saw the feds planting the bombs, the head of HUD in the building, and you really start realizing, man, these are dangerous people. And I think my rage comes into the fact that as a person, as a man, I've got to confront these people, and it's not fun. It's not fun to sit there and have vampires right in front of you and watch a public asleep thinking I'm the extremist because I'm up here risking my life, my name, my treasure, fighting murderers. Thousands have been killed with the stinking guns they shipped into Mexico to destabilize things and to blame the Second Amendment. You know, I told you 6 years ago this was being started with our sources. There'd be a huge collapse of Mexico. We're on record. We're on record on all of it. And do you understand where it's going? Do you understand what's going to come in the future? Do you understand where this world is going? It's not pretty. They're now calling it a triple dip recession or the greatest recession. It was always a depression. We've been in depression numbers, every economist I've talked to, for three stinking years with their cook numbers. Things are falling apart. Crime is exploding. The government is laying off police for police work, but hiring more for revenue generation. America, our home, where we live, is being imploded, and every other major nation under globalist control is being destroyed as well. 800-259-9231. We're going to get you up on air today and get into a lot of other news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My friends, it is November 1st, 2011. Attorney General Holder has perjured himself again, saying he never knew about Fast and Furious or any gun running operation. As news articles and government documents pour out with the White House involved, eight federal agencies, DEA, Border Patrol, FBI, ATF agents having fist fights in the Phoenix office, saying this is killing people, I won't be part of it, and being ordered by their supervisors to continue it. It wasn't just them ordering gun shops to sell guns to certain people. That was the cover to blame the Second Amendment. They were shipping 18-wheelers of guns into Mexico to certain key cartels. They were shipping them into the drug cartels in the U.S. And coming up later, we have the video clips. I'm going to show you Big Sis caught lying. And I'm going to show you the news article Paul wrote about it last week. We did a nightly news report on it as well, where she gave a press conference with the deputy attorney general. She's standing behind him while he talks about this very program. And then she gets up last week and says she never heard of it and perjured herself. I mean, it makes Nixon saying, I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook. It is everything we've known is going on, and then some, all coming out. What did Sybil Edmonds say on the day of 9/11, FBI NSA translator, listening to the Arabic? What did she say she heard when she broke her gag order 2 years ago? She testified secretly to Congress, and they told her, little lady, you don't tell anybody now what you know. That's how they always do it. Tell us what you know in secret under oath, little sweetie cake. And then we're going to get to the bottom of this. And then after they find out, she's like, okay, Al-Qaeda was under U.S. government command, under the CIA command, and they were talking about drug dealing, money laundering, child kidnap trafficking, sex trafficking, weapons selling, and bin Laden was under their command, or someone they were calling bin Laden, and this is the intercepts, NSA intercepts. And they're like, little lady, you are bound under congressional gag order. You don't tell anybody that. And then it goes on and on and on. This is what the government does. It's who they are. And if we continue to be naive, there is no future. Now, I'm going to try to settle down because I blew up during the break. They had the TV on in there, and I was listening to Holder, and they had it on screen that he denied knowing but said his deputy knew. I mean, he is such a liar. This came directly from the White House and, of course, above that. The only thing different is Bush didn't blame the Second Amendment for their operation. He just used it to control everything. And the narcotics and the money coming in. They went one further and blamed the Second Amendment. And that's why they gave press conferences admitting gun running. They've all given press conferences. Watson's doing a new article boiling it all down with a new perjury. You know, a lot of people have been trained to accept lying and perjury by government. They've been trained to accept CIA drug dealing. They've been trained to accept corruption, collateral damage, all of that, torture, secret arrest, police state. But I guess, have the gift of it still hits me. It still upsets me. And today it hit me hard. I mean, going back about 40 minutes ago during that break, it hit me hard. It hit me so hard, I feel like I've been run over right now. Because, man, these are some bold crooks. I mean, they're going up before Congress saying, we know nothing, like Sergeant Schultz and Hogan's Heroes. I know nothing, nothing. And they're right there caught red-handed. It's like the cops bust somebody and they've shot videos of themselves over 10 years cutting up women they've kidnapped. And they've got all this video of them doing it themselves, and there are the graves in the basement. And the guy gets up on stand and says, I didn't do this. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's something to behold. Because you know the Republicans aren't going to go after them on this. And you know it's all just a bunch of political point scoring going on. I mean, here's another headline. Operation Armed Crusaders, DHS Napolitano's own Mexican gun trafficking program. Yeah, they were all involved in it. I mean, this stuff is all just coming out in CBS, AP, Fox News, and they don't care. What's their answer? They just come out and say, we're not involved in this. And you know there's blackmailing going on. You know they've released the Nixon tapes right when they were about to set him up and bring him down. He was like, you know the Kennedy thing. We need to get under those documents. I happen to know a few things here. Tricky dick guys. I might have to bring that up to the FBI and other people. Kennedy, think they want to look into that a little? Of course, he knew he was involved in the killing of Kennedy. The evidence is overwhelming. So, I mean, this kind of stuff goes on, and they all just use this against each other. And then here I am just wanting my Second Amendment, wanting my private property, wanting my family, not wanting the government to come take my kids. I mean, I read articles earlier where you forget to buy some chocolate milk when you're getting groceries like I've done, or a sandwich. You have no criminal record and they come and arrest you. You know, hey, did you pay for that sandwich wrapper you have in your hand? We've been watching on the surveillance. Oh, I forgot. Let me pay. Uh-uh. We're taking your kids. I mean, that's Associated Press today. It didn't matter if she was a master sergeant on leave because she's pregnant. Doesn't matter if her and her husband have no criminal record. It doesn't matter. You have a $5 sandwich you forgot to pay for. I mean, I'll guarantee you these cops that took her to jail and had the CPS take her kids, I will guarantee you they have walked out of a store with something. Everybody I know's done it. I've been on the run before, going to the 7-Eleven while I'm gassing up, get water, grab a donut, and eat the donut by the time I get to the counter, and then walk out and come back in and pay for the Krispy Kreme. You could tell I don't eat donuts anymore. Somebody buys them every day at the office, and I have to look at them and not eat them. The point is that we've all done this. I mean, yeah, if the cop gets your license, runs it, okay, no criminal record. I'm sure it's a mistake. You know, the point is, it's this. Now, if you got somebody trying to eat a sandwich and get out of there, but they've just bought groceries and they've got, you know, five convictions of shoplifting, go ahead and arrest them. I mean, you know, that's the whole point of this system. But then it's not enough. After they'd arrested her, they took her daughter. You know, there's no terrorist to actually see. So this whole see something, say something is they see a mother drink one glass of wine with her children at a luncheon in, what, Phoenix. And she goes out and the waitress calls the police and they pull her over and take her two kids away saying, well, you drank one drink and drove and that's illegal. I mean, is that the type of world people just ready to tattle, ready to dial a number, ready to, oh my gosh, you drew a picture of a guy with a gun in your art class. We're going to arrest you in the public school. Oh my gosh, you wrote a fiction story for your top of your class as a senior in high school and there's violence in it. So you're going to go to jail. Again, it's thought crime. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to go to break. And I'm just beside myself right now. I'm going to come back to Florida in Texas, calling from Dallas, 16:30 a.m. We're going to get to New York City Illuminated. A lot of wild names today. Listening on the free iPhone app. We got a PrisonPlanet.tv listener, another Leland, we're going to get to everybody after this break. I do need to put in a plug here that I'm going to be broadcasting 24 plus hours, probably 27 is what it comes out to, from 11 a.m. until the end of the show the next day. And Aaron's going to sit in a couple hours. Paul Watson is as well. But we got David Icke coming on. We've got Fritz Springmeier. We've got George Norrie. We're lining up basically everybody. I mean, it's going to be Jesse Ventura's tomorrow, by the way, for a full hour. He's going to break some news here. But it's going to be absolutely jam-packed with some surprises and a lot of other things for the fourth annual Money Bomb. Again, the globalists take your tax money, give it to NPR, and they still have fundraisers every few months. We have one once a year to buy more equipment, more crew over there, you know, to really finish out the TV studio that we've now launched the show with. And if you believe in this, you should donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. So that's coming up. Also, so everybody can watch the Money Bomb. We've got 15 days free at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. You can go over there and sign up, get 15-day free trial. Or starting tomorrow, we're going to have a box, video box from PrisonPlanet.tv up there for everybody in an area that's going to be right on the front page of InfoWars. And then we're going to have a couple backups on Justin TV and on Ustream in case our system gets overloaded. And it may, because in just 3-4 days at Bilderberg, the videos and live feeds that Paul Watson and Aaron Dykes did got 3.5 million views on our Justin TV alone. It was terrible quality. And I'm not bashing Justin, but it's really low bandwidth. And with their ads all over it and stuff. And we're not partners over there. We didn't make any money off of it. We should have. Fund ourselves. We didn't need to do a bunny bomb. But the point is, 3.5 million videos watched. 3.5 million times they were clicked on and watched. And so if you get this page we're going to post tomorrow that's going to have, you know, InfoWars Offensive in the name, you know, 24-hour-plus broadcast, it's going to have some headline like that. Kirk's doing it right now, but we're trying to get it up a little bit later. You're going to have today's radio show, if we get it up later on there. You're going to have the nightly news show. It'll be free to everybody. And then the restream of it. We're going to just have that posted the next 3 days. And then when we launch and kick off the 24-hour plus extravaganza, it's going to be up there for everybody. And even if you don't donate with the Money Bomb, it's going to be the Information Bomb. We're going to get this out to everybody. We are going to, again, that's how you really help, is get this link when it goes up and email it out to everybody, share it with everybody, and let's see if we can get 1 million people on there watching the different streams. That's all. We're going to have 2 or 3 different, at least 3 different options there because, you know, it's going to be wild. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls, I promise. Okay, let's go to Florida, listening in Texas on 1630 AM. Go ahead, Florida. You're a long way from Florida. Welcome.
That's really my name. I met you.
No, I think that's a cool name. I wasn't putting it down.
I was actually born here, too. I met you down at the Fed in Dallas. Me and my kids, we took a picture with you. I don't know if you remember or not.
I do remember all the great folks there. I'm sure I'd recognize you. Thank you for coming out to stand up against the real enemy.
You know, I'm angry. This whole thing makes me angry. And talking to my brother, which is a huge historian, and he firmly believes that 9/11 wasn't an inside job, which blew my mind. And I opened his eyes and awoken him. And he's just like, well, you need to run for office, is what he says. You got to do something to run for office. And it's like, that's not something I can do, but I know I have to do something. And watching the documentaries and getting on Charlotte Itzerby. Last week, I took my children out of school because it was Red Ribbon Week, Drug Awareness Week or whatever. And the school is giving me a hard time for that. And
yeah, no, they've got the statistics. Drug use has only gone up under this. They actually teach kids how to use drugs at those and introduce it. It's shown that sex education actually gets kids interested in sex, because they teach you about things that, you know, 9-10-year-olds wouldn't even be thinking about. And so they destroy their innocence. It'd be one thing when they were 12, 13, 14 to teach them about diseases and, you know, about how the human body works. But no, this is all sexual indoctrination, drug indoctrination. When I went to school, the cops teaching anti-drug awareness, I knew were involved with police dealing drugs. So they're basically there advertising their product to the children. And it's totally sick. It's totally evil. And it's all done by design. Hollywood making drugs look cool. That's all product placement. And so the school is saying you're bad because you don't want them there being politically brainwashed. You know why we've gone from number one in the world to now dead last and then some behind every industrialized country? Because it's all about political thinking. It's all about political correctness. It's all about drugs. It's all about safety. It's all about tattling. It's all about anti-bullying. It's all about don't run at recess. Don't shake hands. It's all about prisoner training instead of reading, writing, and arithmetic. You know, people ask why the economy's falling apart. Our education system's been destroyed by design. We've been deindustrialized by design. The taxes are too high on the middle class. That's why we're falling apart. But so the school's, quote, giving you trouble, huh?
Well, what they had said was, when I had called and let them know, because I have a pre-K-er and two kindergartners and a fifth grader, and I let them know that they would not be attending school, and they said, well, they had to talk to the principal. It was up to him whether he wanted to excuse it or not. And I was like, I really don't care about your point system. I'm just letting you know my children aren't going to be there this week. And they had a counselor call me and make sure that I understood what the week was about. And I opened her eyes, and I gave her the link to the Charlotte Disturbi interview that was done, and she was not aware. And she's like, well, I'm glad that you are aware, but the principal decided not to excuse my absences and sent me papers in the mail or letters in the mail letting me know that they were excessive absences. So I guess they're going to follow up on that, which I really don't care.
No, listen, here's the deal. You go to the principal's office with all the news articles, magazines, where the CIA's been caught bringing drugs in, where Fast and Furious is connected to drug trafficking, and you say, look, I'm done, okay? Number one, certainly kindergartners shouldn't be taught about drugs. It's all about what's in mommy and daddy's medicine cabinet, too. This is the state. Look, the schools are re-education camps now, and if you've got to have them in there, the best thing to do is pull them out during the brainwashing sessions. But, look, you're doing the absolute right thing. Listen, you know, all over the country, they give kids inoculations now without asking the parents. California has passed a law to do it. And I'll guarantee you, when it comes time for inoculation, this same public school will lie to you and tell you it's the law. At that point, they're engaged in racketeering and fraud. And at that point, you should sue them. They know there's no law. They know they threaten to kick your kid out and then trigger truancy, which is a law, but not when they kick your child out. Now it's not truancy. So it's all color of law, racketeering scam. And so you let them know that, and you let them know that you may think you're even going to gang up on me and try to call CPS. You go ahead and do it. I'll sue you personally, and you may beat the rap, but you won't beat the ride. Got it, criminal? You got it, Jack? I see you, you dirty scam artist, crime sucker. That's what they are. They know what they're doing. They know it. They sit there and lie to you and tell you your child has to be injected with that poison. We'll be right back. Stay with me. Listen. I figured something out over the last few years that I haven't really articulated properly, then I'm going back to your calls and then the news, but it's this. Americans are big-hearted, good people on average, the salt of the earth. And I've been around the world, but I've also talked to people more well-traveled than I. America is a great place. But because we think it can't happen here, it's like we're a dodo bird. When the sailors showed up at the island, these dodo birds would walk right over to them. They were hungry. They'd conk them on the head and eat them. They became extinct. Because we haven't dealt with as much tyranny as some other countries, we're like domesticated animals that just don't even know what's going on. But I've already told you that analogy. The point I wanted to get at here... Oh, I don't even remember the point I was going to make now because I got off into my dodo bird analogy. It'll pop in my head in a minute. Oh, I remember what it is. It's hospitality. People are into hospitality all over this nation. And I always heard people say, people in New York are rude. Yankees are rude. I think my experience is being in New York dozens of times. The people are great, smart, hardworking, really nice, friendly. It's the police are pretty darn rude, though. So I guess that's where tourists get that idea. People tend to have cliches in their head. Folks from Europe have come to Texas, and my whole life, people from other parts of the country, they say, where's the tumbleweeds? Where's the horses? I'm like, well, you drive about 100 miles west of here, you'll find them. And, you know, the state's gigantic, but it's these cliches. But getting back to the point I'm making is that it's people think it's almost like hospitality to let bureaucrats boss you around or to grovel. People kind of hat in hand go up to the DMV counter. People kind of hat in hand go up to the school principal. People kind of hat in hand. Now, it's one thing if someone's respectful of you to be respectful to them. But we've kissed up to government so long that they actually think that they are our bosses now on average, and they treat us like trash. And we've also brought in so many tens of millions of people from third world countries, a lot of them very intelligent and hardworking, but they're used to hardcore tyranny, so they step and fetch. And the system has gotten used to that especially. And they think, well, this is the way it is. And so you'll see police in New York narrow their eyes and walk over to somebody who throws the wrong thing in the trash and threaten them and write them a ticket and try to intimidate them. And they've been told to do that. The system wants you to feel small. You know, I couldn't believe it. When I flew out of Austin, one guy's a fan last week, or I guess more than a week ago now, at the TSA, hey, Alex, how you doing? And one guy, older guy with gray hair, goes, this is Alex Jones. He's a troublemaker. And I thought he was joking. But then he went further and was like, yeah, he's a troublemaker. And I said, yeah, I'm going to expose the TSA with Jesse Ventura in Las Vegas. Yeah, he's suing you guys. And the guy's like, where are you going? You know, stuff like that. And then when I flew back and was walking to the airport, he was walking by me and actually tried to kind of look at me, intimidate me. He was kind of, I mean, that guy is a joke. Do you think you intimidate me? What is your problem? How embarrassing for you that you've got this uppity attitude when you're a, quote, public servant. But see, you know you're not a servant. You know that it's a thug's world. It's a little nobody's world, isn't it, in your system? While America collapses, this short little time where devils like you get to have their fun. I've never had the TSA do anything to me at Austin, but be respectful and nice. Other parts of the country, Billings, Montana, treated like absolute trash, along with old ladies. I mean, I thought I was in Nazi Germany. I've had the LA people make fun of me and laugh at me and ask me if I had a problem, and I got in their face. And that was two black guys. I think they were racist. But the point is that you can only take so much of these people. You can only take so much of it. And I tell you, Jesse Ventura can't take any more. I mean, you bring up the TSA to him, he's a guy who's all into controlling his anger. And you could tell he physically looks like a volcano under the surface. When I told him that they had checkpoints on the roads, he said, that's not true. It can't be true. I showed him, and he was mad for an hour. Not showing it, but literally like, I guess you're right. It's true. I mean, you know, that's a normal response, though, to America has internal checkpoints, and now they want to grab our genitals there. It's normal to get upset. It's normal to grieve. It's normal to get angry. It's normal. I can't take it anymore. All right, I'm going to your calls. But, you know, all of you authoritarians, careful what you wish for. Because you think you got all this firepower and all this surveillance and all over the country for years, but now they're just announcing it. They've got microphones listening for hundreds of yards around in parks. I saw articles, national parks have them hidden everywhere. The government all feels like they've been let in on the secret little command centers, and they go in and listen to everybody, and they've got cameras in rest stops and now in hotel rooms and school bathrooms, and they all get off on it. All you idiots in government and corporate America that think you're part of the power structure because you're let into the national security level and you're given a little stipend of cash, have you looked at yourselves at your grade scores, at your psychological score, at what you look like physically. You've been hired because you're the only trash they can get to carry out this type of evil. Okay? And you know, at first the TSA wasn't like this. We're going to check bags for bombs. It was just regular type security people wanting a job. But as they asked them to do more and more, the people get either more and more stupid or more and more evil. And so now the epidemic of TSA robbing everyone and child molesting is in the news every day. Of course. I mean, what type of man wants to grab children's genitals all day? Hmm? What type of man wants to rub my chest? I never even aired the audio of this. I think at the end of the day, because I'm embarrassed by it. Because I had to get on the plane. I wanted to go ahead and see what was going to happen. I knew they were going to go ahead and find me and throw me out or arrest me. So I said, I don't like it. I do this with protest. And, you know, the guy was like, I'm just going to check here. He wouldn't go, as its own word. He would do it at the end. Because people like this like to exercise it out in the open. That's why Bill Gates liked to, you know, release the deadly mosquitoes onto a crowd he's with and say he's releasing them worldwide to vaccinate you, whether you like it or not. Criminals like to flaunt it. And the criminal type, the criminal psychological makeup. You see, I abhor the idea of making someone do something just to make them do it. I'm powerful. I'm aggressive. I'm hyper-dominant to the point of I want to see people empowered and built up. Little trash likes to sit there and bully people around. Real men like to take on bullies. Real men like to get on the field and defeat the enemy, not sit there and mow down women and children societally. All right, I'm done. And I'll just get to the Fast and Furious next hour. It's so important, but I've got to somehow get out of this mode of just frothing anger and get my articles and highlight them and go over some of the clips here. Man, ooh. Let's go ahead. And I mean, this is a journey into slavery. So to finish the simple thought, people think it's like being friendly or being humble to let people abuse you and boss you around who are in government or corporate systems. They think it's respectful. And also, high-powered lawyers I know that I'm friends with and business people, they go, well, I don't let them get to me. Yeah, they body scan me and then they grab my genitals, but they're just scum. Yeah, you're right, it's all a bunch of theater, but I just deal with it. You know, there's also this male attitude of, I'm just going to muddle through it. Listen, you don't do that with your rights. You don't, well, I'm tough, I'll just take it. Well, I'm going to let this person, you know, I mean, if I go to a lunch counter somewhere to like get barbecue and people are rude to me, I'll say, why are you being rude to me? Because, see, I know it's uncomfortable for them and it's uncomfortable for me, but I've got to do that. I've got to do that in front of my children. I'm not looking for trouble, but if you're looking for it, you came to the right place. You understand that? I'm not here to be walked on. I'm not a floor mat. You understand that? And that's what America is about. Listen, if you don't like being uppity about your rights, if you don't like being into freedom, if you don't like being into private property, if you like this collectivism, you shouldn't be here. You can debate whether you like collectivism better or not, or what system we should have. But see, this is the country that became the wealthiest and the most powerful on the free market. Not what we have now, this crony capitalist garbage. And so you people that call me extreme and a throwback and a hillbilly or a radical, because I really know what America's all about, you are the people out in left field, okay? And I don't care how many dramas or TV shows demonize patriots. I don't care how many cop shows demonizes, how many government training manuals demonizes. I know I'm right. I know I've read the Federalist Papers. I know I do the hard research. I know I've been proven right. And I know where this country's going, and you're not going to like it. A lot of you play mind games with yourselves as well. You play these mind games and convince yourself you're part of the power structure. You people are in for a rude awakening. Well, you're already starting to wake up, aren't you? You know, the awakening's here. It's just you haven't woken up to one-tenth of it yet. And when you wake up to one-tenth of it, you haven't woken up to one-one-thousandth of it. Because the more I learn, the more I'm blown away that it's always 50 layers more sickening and horrible than I could even imagine. If you can imagine it, they're doing it. because there's 7 billion people and hundreds of millions of government control freaks and people. And can you imagine all the stuff the Bible says the wicked invent evil. They went about inventing new forms of wickedness. I forget the exact quote. Inventing evil, inventing twistedness, inventing mental illness and sickeningness and weakness. That's what we're facing. Okay. I'm going to go to Legend or Linden. I can't really read that. I'm brain dead. I don't even know what that. What's that say, Harmon? Okay, Linden, good. I'm out of control. I'm so angry I can't even read right now. New York City illuminated, and then we'll get to everybody else. Linden, thanks for holding during this rant transmission. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing? My name is Linden Granger, and I just wanted to tell everybody Alex Jones is 100% correct, and I'm a victim of this tyranny. And this is a red alert. We are under severe attack. Right now, I'm in federal court, and my case number is 10. It's H-10-2698. I took them to federal court. The Houston Police, Beaumont Police, Department of Justice, Harris County, Jefferson County, tried to put me and my brothers in jail for life over a false accusation. And also, they stole all our children. So we at war now. This is a red alert. We have no criminal history. We never done nothing wrong in our life. I'm an inventor, and I'm a scientist, and I've been trying to patent a project to open the industry for this country. But so far, it fell on deaf ears.
Oh, that's who they assassinate or come after is inventors. Boy, they've gone after hundreds of thousands of inventors the last 100 years. Wow, so what did they do to you? This woman accidentally walked out with a sandwich. Well, she ate it in the store, and then she bought groceries, but they went ahead and took her child from her, and she's a master sergeant. That's Associated Press. What crimes are they accusing you of?
Well, they're accusing me of indecency with a child, and what they did was someone went in and lied because my girlfriend's cousin hated our family, so she went and told his lie. The Houston police proved that the lie wasn't there. They didn't even investigate right. They threw it out, but Beaumont picked it up, which is double jeopardy. But what happened was they wanted to get us so bad. What messed them up, this is why they hadn't put me in jail, because they've been trying to put me in jail for 2 years. I was working for Houston Yellow Cab at the time of the accusation. They said this happened in 2003 in Beaumont. I was not in Beaumont in 2003. I was working for Houston Yellow Cab in 2003, that whole year, and I have my light bill where I was living. They couldn't even place me in that county, and that's why I went to federal court. Once I went to federal court, they tried to run away, so they took Beaumont and Jefferson County, ran over to the Eastern District.
Well, I'll tell you what the new witch hunt is. Dine Corin Halliburton can be in the Houston Chronicle running giant white slavery rings. That means sex slavery. Men, women, children, you name it. And they get in no trouble. There's congressional hearings, no trouble. Then they have these witch hunts out there. And I saw a case where a fella showed my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, gave a copy to a 14-year-old kid to show his parents, and the police came and arrested him, saying he may have sacrificed a child, because the cops watched the Bohemian Grove thing in L.A., and I saw the court case documents. It was hard to believe. First, they arrested him, saying that they thought he'd done this ritual. And he's like, no, this is a film released. It's on national TV. It's on Trio Network. Then they said, okay, well, you tried to molest the 14-year-old. Even the 14-year-old said, no, he didn't touch me. And so he went to jail for showing them my film. I mean, they can send a ham sandwich to prison. That's been proven. They only want to put innocent people in jail, though. It came out that in Texas alone, Houston Chronicle, in 1 year, they released 200,000 aggravated felon illegal aliens. Napolitano does it because they want them here. I mean, this is so incredible. And then they will throw the book at innocent people all day long. Because, again, the government is a bunch of wicked devils. I'm telling you. Now, some police departments aren't completely evil. And that sounds like the police investigated it, found out it wasn't true. But some police departments, they don't care if you have 100% ironclad alibi. Look what the DNA evidence shows. More than a third of the people on death row are totally innocent. And I saw a case just a few months ago where a case out of Georgetown, for 20 years, the prosecutor knew that the guy on death row was innocent and tried to cover it up just for his career. I mean, you talk about evil on you. You know somebody's innocent, and you are going to let them die just for your own. I mean, that is evil, and that's only the tip of the iceberg Lyndon, anything else?
Yeah, I want to tell you this. We got a plan on, we got a good plan. Once we get out of all this mess out of court, we got a plan, me and my brother, to stop this tyranny. We got a plan for industry, and we got a plan to stop the New World Order's agenda, which is to take over the market and all this money and stuff they're trying to change. We got a plan against that. We're going to need people to back us. We're going to raise a group that's going to fight against that. We're in this like you. We're all in it like you, Alex. We're in this to our death. We're in this to the death because they took our children. The CPS work, they got our children. She's making money off our child. We're going to get our children back at all costs. This is tyranny. We're at war. We're just like Gaddafi. We're just like him. They're attacking us for no reason. They're trying to exterminate us. And we're living proof. And everything you're saying, people need to listen. They need to arm themselves and get ready for war because it's here in the United States right now.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, the system, a lot of the minions of the system don't realize what they've turned loose. But Americans always take a long time to get going. But once it happens, this country is made up of pirates and frontiers people. And swashbucklers and soldiers and people that came here through incredible adversity and slavery. And, you know, half the people that came over on those boats died on average. So the sailors died a lot, too. Incredible malaria. You know, America is the best of the best. The roughest of the roughest. The toughest of the toughest. And that's why they've put fluoride in our water and poison in our food to weaken us. Because the New World Order has always hated us. America is the number one target. And they get us in the name of America to destroy ourselves. New York City Illuminated, Nathaniel, and others, your calls are straight ahead. Alex, Cherry, stay with us. We'll be right back. On screen, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you can see the IntelliStreets.com website that has the smart street lamp that puts out Wi-Fi, has government announcements to spy on your neighbors, has sensors that turn it on to videotape you, and it has the audio system to record you. Isn't that nice? It also has environmental tattletale sensors. And look, the feds have already been putting these up around the country since at least 1998. I have that from the Austin American Statesman and the federal grants. And then they called it gunshot detectors, but I went to the other company. There's a whole bunch of these. Big business, obviously. Imagine all the streetlights in the country. And you could click audio of a presentation with them saying, here we are listening to someone at 200 yards away. This can be fed into your situation center or threat fusion center. They already had that name back then. And so that's all it is. So in 1984, the street lamps listen to you. Well, here they do. And they have computers listening for keywords. I mean, this is beyond 1984. And you tell people, and they try to deny it's even happening. But here's our article. Federally funded streetlights capable of recording conversations. Orwellian IntelliStreets system now being installed in major cities. Here's another article, Big Sis to monitor Twitter for signs of social unrest. Such an important article. Again, I'll get to that. Next hour, after we cover the proven perjury, new perjury today by Eric Holder and others with Fast and Furious. This could bring down this criminal enterprise. Right now, let's go ahead and take a call to New York City Illuminated. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, salute. This is New York City Illuminated on Twitter. I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv member about 2 years.
Thank you.
And thank you, because I don't have as much cancerous aspartame and crazy things killing me slowly because of that. And, you know, calling you from the New York police state, my rap name is Mellow Malo on YouTube. And I put together an Alex Jones short but potent anti-Illuminati message for the hip-hop community. Can I spit it real quick, fast?
As long as there's no profanity, right?
Absolutely not, sir.
Well, go ahead and spit it.
It was like this. There's no stopping a thought whose time has come. You can kill the messenger, but his words live on, and it's on. dawn to the break of your mic palm. Armageddon thoughts like a soldier of Christ, a Lucifer. Hip hop, it was set in the darkness, but the light shining when I'm freestyling. Freestyling to avoid the violence. Now the sacred squadron breaks silence. So hold your pagan idols like you forsake the Bible. I held my father's rifle with an eyeful of ancient lies told. Secret evils like the Georgia Guy stones, waiting to see my Illuminati clone. Claiming my home from Lone Star to the Mecca. Invaded your sector like Columbus Christopher. Statue of slavery was a monument. False virgin sacrament, European child kidnapping rings, presidential, homosexual, prostitution, they lies the worst, and evil souls thirst for the worst, covert on some dirt, converse with the church, old men sitting round tables, choosing a Glock that'll burst, evil souls, drug crime to the church, no mafia movie works, bow ties to orange and striped shirts. Blue collar, holla for a broken dollar scholar. Government flipping mighty, disposing bodies. You're supposed to believe Democrats ain't Bush, but Smiley. Illuminati took over Freemasonry. From the beginning, the crown still held they slave men. Taken from more religious trace and place to this matrix. I bet you're gonna take that bait. I ain't never believed that no state's gonna keep me safe. Learn your history or live behind a metal gate. Or behind false enemy lines. Literally eating off, taking innocent lives. And later not paid to survive. Who was the veterans of teaching knowledge or lost ones finding jewels? We the first generation, our rules. I'm my first generation, my rules. Yeah, yeah, Alex Jones, InfoWars, Illuminati.
All right, my friend. Well, all right, good to hear from you. New York City illuminated, good to hear from you. We're really illuminated with these streetlights spying on us now. We're going to come back and go right to Nathaniel, Alex, Super, John, and others. Jam-packed hour number three straight ahead.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are into the third and final hour on this November 1st, 2011 transmission. Toll-free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231. Coming up, we're going to break down the confirmed perjury of this entire leadership of the Obama crime syndicate on Fast and Furious. It's all really coming out. People want me to talk about the Herman Cain sex scandal. I'll give you my take on that. Israel's newspapers are saying Israel may go ahead and hit Iran. I'm telling you, folks, they've been close a few times. This is serious. And more, the rogue website bill that would, quote, end the Internet as we know it. That's what one congressman is saying. Is running into more opposition as people learn how unconstitutional it is. Ending due process, that's all coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Nathaniel in Canada. Welcome, Nathaniel.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how are you?
Good, brother.
Oh, man, I just wanted to make a plea to the American people, if you didn't mind. I'm from Canada. I live in Victoria. I can see Port Angeles, Washington from my balcony. And I'm a bleeding heart Canadian for your country. I love you guys. Not your government, but the people, because you guys talked about your hospitality earlier. It's not just that. It is just this amazing spirit that just burns off of all the good, true-blooded American people that,
well, thank you. Canadians are very nice and very friendly as well. And again, it seems like the nicer the people, the more evil the government gets, because it's like we think it's hospitality to be bossed around. That's the opposite of how we should behave.
Oh, I know, man. Like, it's just sad, you know. If our forebears could see either one of our countries right now, they'd be crying, because you know what? I'm looking at a picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware in the ice and the snow, and you know the big old story about how his balls were hanging out? Those are the people who founded your country, and if you guys don't get that back, if you guys can't find that now, then you know what? You're not just letting yourselves down or your children down. People look to America because you know why? That's the shining light. Reagan said it best, man. You guys are the city on the hill. And if you guys don't fight for it, then we're letting the whole world down. And it's 1776 worldwide, brother.
It is. Imagine, and you know, you talk about Washington crossing the Delaware, letting it all hang out. He was crossing over to Trenton to fight the Germans, the Hessian mercenaries. I think it was like 4-1. And the point is, a bunch of men froze to death on the nighttime below zero March, people were falling through, well, in the case of crossing into Trenton, and it was a desperate gamble. They hadn't won one battle, and he needed that propaganda victory. And it's just amazing to now turn into this, where our news is saying now, is the Declaration of Independence legal? Can you say government isn't God? And they're actually now demonizing the Declaration of Independence, because you read that, it is the opposite of what has been set up today. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Beautifully said, Nathaniel. Let's go ahead and go to Alex in Colorado. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, buddy.
Good. I love your show, how it cuts through liberal, conservative bickering. I used to consider myself a liberal until I found you and started watching your show. Anyway, my parents are doctors. I love them unconditionally to no end. But my mom's a pediatrician, and I was telling her about all the trial problems with the vaccines, about the human diploid cells, mercury, aluminum adjuvants, and all I get is an emotional response out of her. She says, you know, all these children are dying of diseases, and she sees them all the time. And I come back to her about how most of the vaccines don't even protect against the disease that they're vaccinated against. I show her all the evidence and the facts, all my links, and she looks at me like I need help, a.k.a. drugs. And brings me to my next point.
I'll tell you what, stay there. Let's come back and explore that first point more, then get into your other point. Stay there, Alex. Then we'll get to everybody else that's holding. The phones are loaded, but after you hear a caller hang up, it's your chance to join us. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. By the way, I just remembered, I had a dream last night. I had a dream last night that I woke up from saying, you've got to cover this, you've got to cover this. It's hiding in plain view. I'll tell you about that, too.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, one reason I get so frustrated, thanks for joining us, Alex Jones here back live on this November 1st, 2011 transmission. We're into the third hour right now. One of the reasons I get so frustrated is I'm like somebody trying to lift a car off a child. And the car, it's a big truck, I can't do it, and I'm trying as hard as I can. And the child's under there squealing and crying and begging. And, you know, that child symbolizes all the people being hurt by tyranny, the globalists, the people being starved to death by carbon taxes, the World Bank UN program in Honduras and Uganda lining people up and murdering them for their property. That's even in the New York Times, but they're like, well, it's for the earth. The fact that all of this is going on and I need more people to help me. Instead, people are like, oh, well, the government's bad, but that car's not that heavy on that kid. You know, it's just this attitude of, oh, we couldn't pick the car up if we tried. And, you know, the thing is, those of us that are fighting tyranny, we've got the car actually where it's starting to lift up. We can feel it starting to move, but we need your help. And it's just frustrating. And let me tell you something. It's going to get really evident. It's going to get extremely evident in the years to come just how crazy and just how insane all of this is going to get. And a lot of you are going to wish you'd have done something. You know, there are a million things you can do. Speaking out to your neighbors, standing up when people boss you around in the system, learning the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, history, common sense, start a website, start a radio blog, go to an Access TV show. You know, I had a dream last night, and you know how you have a dream, and then you forget about it right after you wake up. That's why they say write it down right when you wake up. But sometimes you wake up, you don't even think about it, and later in the day you remember it. And I had a dream last night that I woke up from. Because a lot of times now I have dreams about video editing. I have dreams where I'm doing the radio show. I have dreams when I'm washing dishes, you know, just regular stuff. I have dreams where I'm driving. But I have these dreams now. I've always had them, but now I have them a lot where I'm working all night while I'm asleep. And I'm thinking about this article or this report or this legislation. And in my dreams, I have all these epiphanies. And a lot of it are thoughts I already had at a point, but never really covered on air. And so my subconscious is saying, cover this. Look at this. And trying to recall the whole dream. I don't have total recall, obviously. And I don't have the time because I want to go back to Alex and others that are holding. The dream last night was about Alex. you have noticed that in Pakistan, in Central Asia, and in India, and in Africa, and in the Middle East, and in Latin America, the UN has been caught thousands of times in the last 50 years giving people live polio and actually spreading the polio on purpose. And Alex, you have the documents on that. You have the U.S. government reports. You shouldn't, you know, you've showed them before, but do another report on it. You know, this is my subconscious, I guess, or you could say God, an angel, whatever. Point is, this is going on in my dream. And your inner voice, whatever. And you've got to show them that document where 100 plus million people in the U.S. contracted lethal cancers by the 70s, the government estimates, from the polio vaccine. And you've got to show them the number of people wounded by regular polio and that the cancer deaths dwarf that. And you've got to show where it's part of a Pentagon weaponized program, and you need to do that. And then my dream went into Pakistan. But instead of just seeing the news articles, it's like one of these dreams where you're in Pakistan and you're actually watching the clinics. And I mean, how your brain conjures up these 3D images of the people, their faces, it's like it's real. I've actually had dreams that have actually come true 100% before, but I shouldn't even get into that. The point is, and I'm watching these CIA people injecting folks with the vaccine that they know has polio in it, weaponized. It kills almost everybody they give it to. Now, I wake up about 3 a.m. and sweaty. I get up. I go to the bathroom. I go and get a glass of water. And I sit there, and I'm just like, is that real? And I'm like, yeah, I've got all those news articles, but I've got it. There's something there in the dream. What is it? Okay, it's the connections to bin Laden. That's right. So it gives me a headache right now just to recall this. And so just now, I'm talking to the last caller who's bringing up his mom, who's a medical doctor, and he's trying to show her documents, the vaccine zone inserts where it says it causes brain damage, Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, you know, cancer, and she won't look. She gets emotional and says her son needs to be put on psychotropics. We're going to go back to him in a minute. And when he's talking, it makes me remember. In fact, give me a document cam shot, please, guys, wherever you want, wherever the camera's aimed, I'll put the article for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But I'll give you the headline so you can look this up yourself. And as he's talking, I run out during the break after he's done speaking. The weird thing is that camera used to be able to, like, aim right here, and then my shadow wouldn't be on it. No, but I think it's because we changed that light position. Okay, well, let's do it over here. I don't care if there's a shadow. I mean, the fact is I just want to get a close shot on it. Yeah, I mean, I don't care. In fact, you can hold it right here, and we'll show it that way. Thanks. They changed one light in here, and it changed everything. Okay, continuing. So I'm sitting there, and he's talking, and I'm remembering all this because you're having a dream about the CIA injecting people with live polio and claiming that the program was supposedly to get DNA so you could find out if bin Laden was staying there, when that has nothing to do with it, like bin Laden was out there getting vaccinated. And you realize it's just a cover story of another fake cover story. People are saying, what are you talking about? Here's the London Guardian from July 2011, Monday, July 11th. CIA organized fake vaccination drive to get Osama bin Laden's family DNA. Senior Pakistan doctor who organized vaccine program in Abbottabad arrested by ISI for working with U.S. agents. And it was in the AP, Reuters, everywhere. This is admitted. A CIA-organized fake vaccination program in the town where it believed Osama bin Laden was hiding is an elaborate attempt to obtain DNA from the fugitive al-Qaeda leader's family. A Guardian investigation has found. Yeah, like they're going to be going to the government facility for the free shots. As part of extensive preparations for the raid that killed bin Laden in May, believe that, I got a bridge I'll sell you, CIA agents recruited a senior Pakistani doctor to organize the vaccine drive in Abbottabad, even starting the project in a poorer part of town to make it look more authentic, according to Pakistan and U.S. government officials. How would that magically get the bin Laden family over there in a city of like a million people or whatever it is to have them go to the free clinic? I mean, this is just, it's like saying, we wanted to get Alex's DNA, so we, or his family, so we went to North Austin 20 miles from him and hoped one day he'd come in the clinic. I mean, it's like we wanted to catch a shark, so we for 5 minutes dropped a line in the water in the middle of nowhere with no sharks around. I mean, it's just like we wanted to find an Easter bunny, so we went looking around for one in the field, or we went snipe hunting. I mean, it's just total bull. Total and unmitigated bull. Now, again, I woke up and I thought this was a program, and I've got to do research on it because I know I've seen it over the years. And actually, they just in a minute, Jaron found two of the articles, where in Pakistan, in U.S. government programs, through doctors that were hired and U.N. programs, they've shot them up with real polio. And we actually were able, in a minute, 1 minute, because it took the first 2 minutes of the break to grab these articles, we were able to get this these articles. Here it is. CIA organized fake vaccination drive. Pakistan CIA vaccine ruse report sparks fear. And look what kind of vaccine it is. Look at the photo. It's polio liquid. That's the one they give you the live polio with, boys and girls. You know, our pediatrician here in Austin, he's since retired. One day, you know, I would go to him because he doesn't really push vaccines, but he's not anti-vaccine. He just won't harass you if your children aren't vaccinated. And he came to me, or you can keep document canning over here if you want. Thank you. He came to me, and, you know, while he was checking my son out when he was about three, and he said, you know, Alex, I watch your show sometimes. He goes, you know, I volunteer like most doctors do once a year for city clinics for the poor. And, you know, we were giving people live polio vaccine that does have the cancer virus SV40 in it, even though that's really illegal in the U.S. That's what we were given to give the poor kids on the east side. And I said, well, come on my show. And he goes, no, don't you dare quote me. He goes, I know you're a journalist, and it's just like doctor privilege with the patient. You will not tell anybody who I am that I told you that. And I said, okay, but I'll say you told me. I just won't say who my son's doctor is. I mean, you know, why wouldn't he come out and talk about this, you know? There he is. He comes over, you know, top of his class pediatrician. I've looked him up. And he just he'll tell me that, but he won't tell anybody. But again, I woke up saying, investigate this. This is key, Alex. And the dream was elaborate. I can't even remember it all. And then I had to remember, wait, is this real? Now you're saying, well, you're saying the government gives people live polio. Oh, really? Here it is. Here it is right here. Vaccine-linked polio hits Nigeria. CBS News. And again, you can type in polio vaccine had live virus Pakistan. You can pull that up. We'll search that next. Here's another one. Mutant polio virus spreads in Nigeria. That's just one of the latest articles. But it goes on to just say in the article that it was the World Health Organization vaccine spreading the virus, and it might extend behind Africa, a new, you know, super deadly one, because it turned out it was a live weaponized version in the polio vaccine they gave them. And it says Africans believe that the Western world's plan to sterilize Africans or give them AIDS. The sad polio reality fuels misguided fears and underscores the challenges authorities face using a flawed vaccine. But what did Bill Gates come out yesterday and say? And what did the New York Times say? They're going to release the mosquitoes with the vaccine in them, whether you like it or not. And so whatever they want to give you is loaded into the into the mosquito. And it's basically high-tech viruses that are really nanotech. Yeah, every waking second, all I think about is the fact that in hundreds of countries, the UN has been caught. I mean, listen, I've seen anthropology films made in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. I'm really into it. I took it in college, where they would land anywhere. Aborigines in Australia, Africans in Africa, you know, Native Indians, groups in South America. They would beg for the medicine men. to check their kids out and give them medicine. They'd come to get a broken leg fixed. And the well-meaning doctors and the Peace Corps, you know, came. But now, all over the world, the villagers, whether it's in Asia or Africa, run. And that was in the CBS article. They're like, it's unfortunate that they gave them live polio and it's spreading worldwide because it adds to the myth that the government did this. Folks, do you really believe that in some African countries, half the women or more have HIV? And they had a BBC study a decade ago finding, it's funny, these women, some of these young girls have not had sexual relations. They've been medically examined. Their hymen is still in place. And they have HIV. And they've been medically examined. They've not been penetrated the other way. And they said, oh, it must be that the aid workers are using the same needle over and over again. And it turned out that wasn't the case. It's in the vaccines. I'm going to say it again. It's in the vaccines. And people say, well, why is it so bad in Africa? I've had medical doctors on. It's on record. My dad, who's a dentist, had read this in the medical literature in the 80s and was telling me about it. When it was all the big, you know, news, everybody was scared. He said, no. He said, it's probably race-specific. This is my dad when I was in high school. It's probably in junior high then in the early 80s. He explained that the coupler points on the virus, and later that was in the news. I mean, my dad sits around reading medical journals. That's what he's into. He's a bookworm, kind of like my son is. I guess kind of like I am, but even more so. And he said it doesn't have the virus. It's designed for... It's designed for a Negro, but it'll also affect people of color. And basically the cell ports, Northern Europeans especially, do not have the cell ports, do not have the coupler points. And I'm just going from what he told me. I don't know all the specifics, but I've read it later, for the virus to even plug in. And people usually say, well, I knew a white guy died of HIV. And I'll say, let me guess, they were gay. They had thousands of sexual partners, and they used hard drugs. And they're like, yeah, how did you know that? Because if you've used a ton of bad methamphetamine or other drugs that have been cooked up and have all the toxins in it, it gives you an autoimmune disease. And then you don't have T lymphocytes. And sometimes a Northern European can get HIV. If you get a giant blood transfusion, you can get HIV if you're Anglo. It's a weapon to kill black people, period. I'm going to say that again. And you know what? I'm going to do whole newscast on it. I know it's, you know, I tend to things I covered 10, 15 years ago ad nauseum to never really get back into it or just talk about it briefly because, well, I know about it, then you should know about it. No, I mean, I got to remember our audience is 100 times what it was 16 years ago. I need to go back over all these basics here and show you the documents. Just like I showed you last week, the Rockefeller Foundation documents to put sterilants in vaccines. This is not a game. This is not a game. Okay? Let's go ahead and go back to Alex in Colorado. You got about 2 minutes. He was on earlier at the first little five-minute segment. So your mom's a medical doctor. She's making fun of you. Why don't you give her the Rockefeller documents on adding sterilants to vaccines?
Yeah, I will, definitely. I wanted to go back to a little facts as well. In 1959, 77.5 of paralytic polio victims received the vaccine. Those are hearings before the 87th Congress in 1962. So, also a lot of credence to what you're saying.
Well, no, I mean, I've got all the documents. You can type in what I said about the Rockefellers. Well, that was one program to add sterilants. The other was a vaccine that actually sterilizes you or reduces fertility. They got a whole class of them. And they started it in the 60s. By the 80s, they have the report saying, well, we've produced it. Now time to use it. But you can pull up U.S. government documents on numbers of Americans infected by SV40. And you'll get the photocopies, U.S. congressional reports, 100 million who contracted what were rare cancers that killed them. 100 million, devastating New World Order op. Most people listening have a family member killed by the globalist just through the polio weapon system. Anything else, sir?
No, that's it.
You said you had one more point. That's why I held you over.
Oh, about fluoride. I was just telling my parents that was bad, and they wouldn't believe me. So, crazy.
But you can show them the majority of the EPA... and FDA scientists going to Congress and saying, I mean, you can give them BBC saying it's sevenfold increase in bone cancer. Will they not look at that information?
I'm sure they just go back to their emotional response. So, I don't know.
Wow, incredible.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to stop being Mr. Nice Guy with the establishment. It's time to stop thinking that if you step and fetch it for the establishment, they're going to be nice to you. It's time to quit thinking, oh, let's just be positive, everything will be okay. Yeah, I'm positive about things that are positive. We have a good chance to defeat these globalists if we wake up and take action. But if you've broken your leg, you're not going to have magical thinking and then go on a 50-mile hike the next day. We need to be realistic about where we are as a society and what's happened in our world. Now I want to get into Fast and Furious, and I'll finish everybody that's on hold here because I want to talk to everybody here. We'll talk to James, Jerry, Sally, Steve, and John at least before the show ends. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, for InfoWars Nightly News. I should add, you can watch the show live, not just the free audio stream, but the video for the next 3 days of the daytime show and the nighttime news will all be free to everybody, PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's all posted in an article at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. We also have where you can listen for free on your iPhone or iPod Touch. We now have that system up and working that members have. Now it's up there for everybody right through the money bomb, right through next Friday, this Friday, 3 days from now. You can also log on to PrisonPlanet.tv with your username and passcode. And now you can take the show anywhere you want. We've added that for members. And we've got a 15-day free trial going for everybody, but for the next 3 days, it's all just free up there. It'll cost us a lot on the bandwidth, but we've also got a backup at Justin TV and Ustream. Please get that link, again, that's up there at InfoWars.com, and get it out to everyone you know, because this Money Bomb 20-plus, 24-hour-plus transmission is going to be extremely informative and is going to be just jam-packed with incredible guests, a lot of surprise guests, you name it. All coming up, kicking off at 11 a.m. Central, coming up on Thursday morning. And here's the headline. InfoWars launches 24-hour-plus offensive against tyranny. That's the link you need to get. That's the headline I gave Kurt, but we probably should add in there that, you know, watch now, because we've already got the different video boxes from Ustream and Justin TV up there. Tomorrow, we're going to be adding our own video box up there. We're getting that all lined up, and we're going to be adding the links to be able to watch on your iPad or iPhone over our system as PrisonPlanet.tv members do. Or the easiest thing to do is just become a PrisonPlanet.tv member right now with a 15-day free trial. Then you've got all the different functions all right there at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. I will not be doing InfoWars News tonight. Aaron Dice is going to do a great job because I need to get ready for a bunch of stuff for the Money Bomb and some loose ends I got to tie up on that front, but I will be doing the nightly news tomorrow night. But tonight, that'll be free as well in those boxes up at InfoWars.com in the InfoWars launches 24-hour offensive against tyranny. I'll probably just go ahead and have those boxes posted on PrisonPlanet.tv too, so it's easy to find those boxes to watch the shows there as well. Okay, so if 3.5 million people watched our Bilderberg coverage on Just Justin TV when Aaron and Paul were over in Switzerland, can you imagine what's going to happen with this, with a 24-hour-plus transmission? If everybody gets this link out to folks, we could have 1 million viewers on top of our 3 million listeners and viewers if people spread this link out to everyone they know. Okay, I got really angry about this at the beginning of the first hour, because during a break, I saw Eric Holder, Napolitano, and others again lying and saying they never knew about Fast and Furious, about any gun running. And Paul Watson's doing an article on this right now when they're on record with press conferences 09 and 010 with Holder in Texas. I remember reading the article. And Paul's found it and is about to do an article on it at InfoWars.com. And he said, yeah, he blamed the Second Amendment for Mexico's problems and said, because we're tracking the guns into Mexico in our program, Fast and Furious. And now all the memos have come out, but we have the videos of this. So now they've gone back to Congress and said, well, my deputy knew, but I didn't know when he's been caught and the White House is running it. And it gets into so many other areas. Got a crick in my neck. It gets into so many other areas in the Sinaloa drug cartel case where the feds have declared national security and aren't denying that they gave Sinaloa the power to ship unlimited cocaine in and to ship guns to them. I mean, this is incredible. This is about controlling the drugs. This is a war over the drugs. And then they just wanted to backhand the Second Amendment and blame us for the carnage in Mexico. Well, needless to say, this is blown up in their face, but I want it to bring these crooks down. Not just Obama, but the entire criminal system. Eight agencies involved in this. This people who said they wouldn't stage 9/11 or wouldn't finance and protect the terrorists, bare minimum. This has killed more than 9/11, these guns. Now they're saying 60,000 dead in Mexican TV and Mexican newspapers. Our media says 40,000 plus in 3 years. I mean, this is serious business. And now it's spilling over here and killing citizens, cops, Border Patrol, you name it. Here's another article out of the Examiner. Operation Armas Crusaders, DHS, or Armed Crusaders, DHS Napolitano's own Mexican gun trafficking program. So now they're spinning it saying, well, we did talk about gun running programs, but those are other ones we have. See, it's just all part of a giant program. So we didn't perjure ourselves on Fast and Furious and Project Gunrunner. We have other ones. Yeah, you bet. It's a full-on war. Now, we've got a clip coming up of David W. Ogden. He was the deputy attorney general. And with him in the press conference is Napolitano. But that's coming up. This is in 09, admitting all of this. Okay? And then we have a clip we're going to play first of her last week before Congress, saying she doesn't know anything about this and never did. And we've got her in stinking press conferences. And I know there's memos that show they were running it and were in full command under her orders and holders. But the video, no one can argue with this, though. They're saying they knew nothing. I know nothing, as Sergeant Schultz would say. I love to imitate him. About gun running, period, and tracing it. Here she is caught. But here she is first being grilled last week.
You learn of Fast and Furious for the first time?
I learned of it after the death of Agent Terry.
And when did you learn that gun walking was part of Fast and Furious?
I would say sometime between his death and the early spring.
To your knowledge, has anyone ever communicated or did anyone communicate with Mexican authorities that guns were being allowed to cross our border into Mexico in contravention of their gun laws?
I can only speak for communications that I know of, and I know of no such communications.
Correct, yes. So someone at the Department of Justice had to know about Fast and Furious for the T3 to ever have been approved. Correct.
I just can't comment. I don't know that there was a T3 approved in Fast and Furious.
If there were a T3 approved in Fast and Furious, and there were, the Department of Justice would had to have known about it. Correct.
I'm going to leave that for your own investigation, sir. I'm just not going to comment or go beyond what I know. And what I know is that after the death of Agent Terry, the Fast and Furious label became apparent, and we became knowledgeable about it. Obviously, there were problems with the operation. Obviously, it did not succeed.
All right, let's stop right there.
Inspector General.
She gets chewed out even more. It's up at prisonplanet.tv if you want to see the full report. Now, notice she said, we became aware of the Fast and Furious label. They're playing games. And now they've come out today confirming that, going, oh, we were running all of this. We were running all of this. It's just we had a different name for it. Oh, we were running guns and actually giving them to them. That was a different name. See, she's playing mind games here. Like Bill Clinton said, well, you lied about, you know, is. And he goes, well, it depends on what is. Con artist behavior. Mind games. And we're trained to love mind games. So we're like, oh, good then. We've got several clips, one of David W. Ogden, the deputy attorney general, and then she's behind him while he's speaking about the gun running program that she didn't know about until a couple years later. This is from 2009. I know on the newscast we had the date. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
DOJ's Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is increasing its efforts by adding 37 new employees in three new offices using $10 million in Recovery Act funds and redeploying 100 personnel to the southwest border in the next 45 days to fortify its Project Gunrunner, which is aimed at disrupting arms trafficking between the United States and Mexico. ATF is doubling its presence in Mexico itself from 5 to 9 personnel working with the Mexicans specifically to facilitate gun tracing activity, which targets
these guys are too cowardly to go to Mexico.
Resources in the United States.
Oh, look, hit pause for a minute, please. Now, back it up some. Now, again, they've also perjured and said they don't know anything about Project Gunrunner. Now, there is the Deputy Attorney General talking about Project Gunrunner with Mr. Napolitano, cousin It, right behind him. And then she comes over to talk about it. This is 2009, and Paul Watson has an article on it. What was the headline? Janet Napolitano caught, Big Sis caught perjuring herself. He's got the dates and everything in there in the article from last week. He's got a new one coming out today with the latest perjury. But go back to the clip. Now she toddles over. The person funding streetlights that listen to you. The person that has Homeland Security sticking their hands down your children's pants. The person who ships tens of thousands of guns to drug cartels and gives them authorization to bring cocaine in. She now toddles over. Now, remember, I just showed you the clip where she knew nothing. Oh, but that was last week. A couple years ago, she did. Here it is.
The illegal weapons and their sources in the United States.
And then again, you see that she's with him there.
First for you. Can you tell us?
And then there's the question. Now, go to the other clip of her in the same press conference. That's the last clip. And then we have a still shot of the actual article that Paul wrote about this week. Tell people about that in closing. Here she is at that press conference in 2009 bragging about Project Gunrunner. Here it is.
But our department has a very broad mission, and we have to be able to multitask.
Yeah, destroying America.
And as we multitask, one of the things that has happened, one of the changes in the threat environment, has been what is going on in Mexico.
Because you've been shooting guns in there.
How do you expect to be in this effort to clamp down on the trafficking of power going into Mexico?
Several things. One is, first of all, you've got to interdict the arms. You've got to stop them from going into Mexico. We're coordinating with Mexico because they can do more by way of southbound screening on their side of the border. But then the Department of Justice moving their agents down there, as David said, and increasing tracing. That will help us identify who is putting those arms into the arms, those guns into the arms of the traffickers moving south. And out of that, there can reasonably be seen more prosecution of actual arms dealers who are intentionally and knowingly putting arms into the hands of the smugglers. So that is part.
You know, she sounds like she's on something. I mean, I've just been around women that are pill poppers, and that's they talk like that. I mean, maybe that's just how she talks. I mean, just what a disgusting blob. What a disgusting, filthy enemy of America, shipping guns into Mexico. And, of course, the North American Union documents, 2006, released in 2007, covered in Endgame, they say we'll use border crises to merge the countries. And then we're shifting to the threat down at the border. We're going to blame the Second Amendment in a few months. We're getting ready for that. Okay. Let's show Watson's article here. And that was from March 24th, 2009. We got the date on that. We actually have Paul Watson's article on this, too. That's one of the shots. We'll put that on screen. That's still of Paul's article from last week. If people want to know where they can go to find all of this information, or after the break, I'll get it for people. But that's one of the stills they brought over. They didn't label it for the guys. So we've got all these videos, all these documents, and they're not labeled is the issue. I saw one that was an actual article in there that was Paul's article about her caught perjuring herself. That was one of the ones here. I'll gun it right now right here on the Google. Watch this. Let me see. Big Sis caught lying to Oh, there it is. Yeah, Napolitano knew about Fast and Furious in 09. DHS chief tells House committee she had nothing to do with gun running scandal when she helped launch precursor of the program in 09, Operation Gunrunner. Yeah, just unbelievable. And again, they've come out today repeating the same thing. They've come out today doing the same thing, saying they knew nothing when all the documents are public, that they ran the whole thing with eight agencies and it's drug dealing, it's everything. I mean, again, do you feel safe having a government this filthy, this criminal, this scum-filled? Yeah, there's Steve Watson's article. Big Sis caught lying to the American people. Propaganda. Peace attempts to quell massive backlash against naked body scanners, TSA molestation. Okay, I mean, this is what, imagine if criminals took over society, they'd put up streetlights listening to us, they'd grope our kids and train us we're prisoners, they'd try to take our guns, they'd put stuff in our water. I mean, it just, anything these crooks can think of, they do. Let's talk to John in South Carolina. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for putting up with me today.
It's fine. Hey, did you hear what's going on in Greece today?
Yeah, they came out and said they're going to have a referendum and vote before they sign on to the euro debt. And Europe's throwing a fit saying, how dare you let people vote? You don't do that.
Yeah, and worse yet, they actually relieved of the command their joint chiefs of the Army, Navy, and Air Force.
Yeah, I may just have to do the InfoWars Nightly News tonight about this. This is such big news, and it's actually in my stack, and I'm so flipped out about secret streetlight microphones listening to us all over the country that I'm just, I mentioned it first hour. Give us your take on that. That's what should happen here. I mean, it's just, you're criminals, you're relieved, we're having new elections, the Bill of Rights is back in place, you're all going to jail. Nightmare over.
I'm a trader. I trade their, futures contracts, and I listen to the news, and I heard that come across the wire this morning. I couldn't believe it. They're just doing everything they can to usurp the will of the people.
Well, I mean, my view is preliminary. Greece is actually saying no to the globalists before they totally give up what's left of their sovereignty and go into this debt slave deal, kind of like Germany in the Versailles Treaty. What's your view of it?
Oh, absolutely. I think that it's coming to a head over there. And they're getting scared. I think the globalists are the banking mafia over there is just shaking in their boots, because if they know that if Greece implodes and they default 100%, that it's going to trigger those CDSs, and they're going to...
Well, stay there. We'll do 5 minutes overdrive so we can get to all the other callers. But that's what's so crazy. Why do the globalists pick Greece? I mean, I've done my anthropology on it. My sociology, and the Greeks are very serious, tough, smart, mean people. I mean, they're not going to give kindly to this. You know, I'm glad that John in South Carolina called in, because I'm going to do a special report tonight. And in fact, I'll go ahead and intro the nightly news tonight because it's so important. I was going to just have Aaron do the whole thing, breaking down that, yes, it looks like the Greeks are having some type of orderly counter coup against the banker Goldman Sachs coup, where they put their people in as the finance minister, the president, Papandreou, the whole thing. I mean, because... Again, $100 billion the Greeks owe. Most of it isn't even their debt. It's derivatives. The government has signed them on to bankers' derivatives. And now Europe just passed a $1.4 trillion rescue package for $100 billion and is going to leverage it to $5 trillion. Bob Chapman says $4.5 trillion. Kaiser says $5 trillion. It's different numbers in the news, hidden in the news. But the point is, it's not Greece's debt. Just like Iceland said no. And you don't pay this and then get out of it. It gets worse. So finish up your point, John, from South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, there's something definitely going on big time internally in Greece. I mean, here's another wire that just came out. It says here, Greece health minister, the referendum will not take place as called by the PM. And it says, reminder, finance minister Venizelos was hospitalized earlier with, and the health minister is stepping in to replace him temporarily in the official capacity. So
wait a minute. So the prime minister announces they're going to have a referendum. Greece, you get to vote, and now he's incapacitated?
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa, give me a pen. I had a darn pen in here. I'm out of control. I had too much coffee today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm like Beavis and Butthead, too much coffee, man. What was that headline? PM says now no referendum. What was the headline? I'm going to pull it up.
Yeah, it says Greece health minister, this is the Greece health minister. He said the referendum will not take place as called by the PM. And it says, reminder, the finance minister was hospitalized earlier, and the health minister is stepping in to replace him temporarily in an official capacity. And before that, it was the wire where they said that the Greek joint chiefs were dismissed.
Greek referendum, this could get messy. There's the article on that. I don't see the article you've got right now.
I have a service called Trade the News, so I don't know. You know, this comes out pretty quick, so I don't know if you get that same wire.
I know the Eurozone live blog at the Financial Times. I'll have to find out about it. Can I put you on hold and give you, will you send that right now to showtips@infowars.com?
Sure, I'll forward that to you right away.
Yeah, send it all to me, because I know those financial subscriptions, you get everything lifetime. And I saw the part about the military. I haven't seen the part about the prime minister says, you know, we're going to have the referendum, and falls down and hits his head, I guess, huh?
I have no idea what happened to him, but definitely they're manipulating a lot of things over there right now.
Man, that is just crazy to see a major country like that going through this kind of stuff, and you know it's all coming here as well. All right, shoot that over right now, brother. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, one more thing. I know you're a great supporter, Ron Paul, so am I. I want to let people know out there that Ron Paul has a system he put out, and it's like it lets everyone become a call center from their home. I don't know if you're aware of that, but if you're like a Ron Paul supporter, you can sign up for that, and you can help get the word out. It automatically routes the call through your home phone, and then you can act as a call center.
Very exciting. Folks should look into it. I'll come back in overdrive with a few more calls. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here. A little bit of overdrive, trying to get to some more of your calls. And I'm trying to ferret out what that gentleman was just telling us, trying to confirm it. Wow, that's big news. That kind of craziness is going on over in Greece. And this computer's locking up for me to go to the phones. Let's go ahead. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's talk to Jerry in California and then James at least. Go ahead, Jerry. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, just a couple quick things. One, we went by the Oakland Occupy yesterday, and it looks like, and I hate to say it, but it looks like a bunch of homeless people set up in tents. It's not looking so hot. And then, so on the way back from Oakland, because we were in San Jose, we drove by the Oakland Coliseum, and they've got a great big huge billboard up. It's about 20 feet by 20 feet. And the sign reads, and it's an advertisement for a restaurant, but I'm not going to do that, but it says, starve a country, raid a nation. And this is just like 3 or 4 miles from the Occupy thing. So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing to see on a billboard. It's kind of plays, you know, even though it's an advertisement, it's still kind of an oddball thing. The other thing is, last year, my wife and myself were on our property in Northwest Arkansas. And this is private property. It's marked. We have 3 private gates and over a mile of dirt road. We had a process server come on the property, service some papers for us. It was a little minor thing. Anyway, while the guy was on the property, I asked him how he got through the gate. He didn't respond, so I walked past his car to go and check one of the gates. The guy jumps in his car and backs into me. I call the police. The cops respond, walk up to the guy, shake his hand, say, "Hey, Doug, how are you doing?" They ended up, and I had just broken my collarbone the day before, actually. They arrested me for assaulting this guy, which all I did was call the cops because he hit me with his car. They videotaped their own thing. They kicked my door down and arrested my whole family, who had nothing at all to do with this. We took them to court, and after 8 months of waiting to go to court, our lawyer, which cost me $3,000, said, "In the end, I'm going to go home. You may go to jail. So the best thing to do is we'll just cut a deal and get out of here." So you don't.
No, the government is now, by and large, insane, power-tripping criminals who think they're invincible. We're going to fall just like Mexico. We're going to implode into just lawless bedlam.
It was pretty incredible. And I have one other little weird thing to say. We heard through weird channels that some friends, some people that we know, went through a TSA checkpoint where they did the hands down their pants thing, and these guys were ready for it. They had put chunky peanut butter in their underwear.
I appreciate your call. That's just too much. That's hilarious. That's I've heard of stuff like that. There's actually a joke that a comedian does about that. Let's go ahead and go to James in California. Go ahead.
Hi, Alan, or Alex.
Alex, go ahead. I understand. I don't even know my name sometimes.
Yeah, I get confused on the phone for a while. One thing I wanted to talk about, of course, honoring you for your work and everything, but yesterday you were talking about the mass hypnosis things. Something a little more individual I experienced back in 1985. I happened to be paralyzed from a spinal injury. And I was seeing a doctor who had told me he was involved with a gentleman from the military and had learned hypnosis. What this relates to, to make a long story short, is how we do not hear about any of the people who possibly had something to do with rigging the World Trade Center for a collapse. I was... did this deep hypnosis and wound up getting control of my muscle spasms that I have left over from my injury, and actually walked down a flight of stairs.
Incredible. I know hypnosis, spasms. You know, that's the big secret of the Olympic athletes the last few decades is hypnosis. Be able to, you know, the body can lift like twice what it thinks it can. Great points. I'm sorry we're out of time. See you back tonight, 7. 4 cents.